This is John Killoran for Payments.com, and we're here today with Melissa Santora, who is the product strategist at Fiserv. Welcome, Melissa.
Thank you so much for having me today.
Good to be talking to you again. Tokenization has become a very popular concept in payments. What impact do you think it has on financial institutions and the payments industry overall?
So, great question, John. The impact we're seeing on financial institutions and the payments industry relative to tokenization has been one of tremendous interest, especially since the launch of Apple Pay late last year. As we know, Apple Pay is the first use case of tokenization, specifically through the EMV code specifications, which utilizes tokenization for static tokens. And therefore, the token resides on your phone instead of your card number. One of the main mitigators of mobile payments for our clients and their cardholders has been security. So now with tokenization, the token replaces your card number, which isn't exposed on your phone to the merchant or through the transaction message. It's a very powerful message for the cardholder. For our FIs and credit unions, tokenization means a strategy to pair it with EMV, which assists in mitigating fraud in the card-present environments. And now we're adding tokenization for mobile payments in both card-present and m-commerce transactions.
You mentioned Apple Pay. I do want to circle back to that. But first, I have more of a general question. What can you tell me that Fiserv is doing to help financial institutions leverage new developments like tokenization in the marketplace right now?
Well, we are proactively encouraging our FIs and credit unions to really dust off their mobile payment strategies and become top of any wallet. This means a strategy where their card is in the leather wallet or now a digital wallet. We want that card to be utilized in any way, anywhere their cardholders would like to purchase and pay. And with Fiserv successfully launching tokenization and Apple Pay this month, it has been the foray into these types of transactions and to encourage that top of any wallet use. We are encouraging our issuers to take advantage of tokenization and to broaden their acceptance of payments to ensure they are not disintermediated by their competition or perhaps other third-party providers.
Yeah, I do want to come back around to Apple Pay. Now, the market expectation for it is that it's going to be a catalyst for mobile payment adoption at a lot of institutions, at a lot of companies. Speaking for Fiserv, can you discuss the changes in mobile payments adoption since the Apple Pay announcement?
Sure. Well, first, we've seen a spotlight on mobile payments for the first time in a long time. You know, the industry was floundering in many aspects of mobile wallet adoption, but we did see cardholders make the Starbucks app, for instance, for payments, one of the most used in the industry. And since the announcement, we've seen a consolidation of the mobile wallet players and also some new entrants. We've seen announcements by Samsung to offer Samsung Pay in the U.S. by the end of the year. Their acquisition of LuPay, PayPal, and Google are also positioning. And in turn, so are we.
All right, so I've got one more question. Take more of a macro view. As new technologies and securities approaches are scrambling to become the next champion in the mobile payment space, do you think, speaking for Fiserv, do you think that tokenization is here to stay? And what might be next?
It may be too early to say if there is a champion or one technology of security that may dominate the mobile payment space. Tokenization has definitely spurred a proposed standard, and there could be others that adopt the technology for NFC and possibly for HCE as well. What we can say is that we are poised to understand these new technologies, new mobile securities, additional participants to the mobile payments industry to ensure our clients can participate with their cards and service their cardholders in traditional methods and now increasing their participation in the mobile payment space.
All right. Well, that is very interesting to hear, Melissa. I appreciate taking the time to talk to us today. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.